and welcome to Hot Goss, a show within a show where we talk about everything that's coming up here at New Hope. I'm one of your hosts, Tyler Yoakum, and joining me on the other side of the table, she wears shirts that looks like those handbags that you buy at that one store. It's Chris Bush.
What on earth? What on earth?
Do you know what store I'm talking about?
I have on a shirt that looks like a handbag.
Yeah, well, they sell other stuff than just handbags, but it's all these like really vibrant, in-your-face patterns.
Oh, dear. Shall we examine your shirt? Mr. Horse Rider, what's it even say on there? Diamond Cross?
Diamond Cross Ranch.
Diamond Cross Ranch.
It's not Vera Wang. That's like a luxury brand, but it sounds like Vera Wang. What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
It's like real tchotchke.
What's that mean?
I didn't mean it. What is the name of that store? It's not great for an audio podcast to
just be describing.
I feel like
that.
when you go on vacations, it's always in the malls on vacations.
I don't know, Tyler. I'm not cool, and you know that. But may I just say, I know that my shirt is somewhat in style. Do you want to know why?
Why?
I'm giving a shout out now because I bought it from Glamour Farms.
Nice.
Are you familiar with Glamour Farms? I know
Glamour Farms very well.
The people who own it come to church here.
Yeah.
So it only makes sense that we're giving them a shout out.
Yeah.
So they help keep me somewhat stylish. But thank you for noticing.
I like the shirt.
A lie.
No, it's not. I like it. I'm trying to think of Bright Pattern Fabrics purse store. I'm Googling. It's not a good audio.
I kind of know what you're talking about. Like, I think that I do see that out there.
Yeah.
Some. I really do. But it's funny because I came in this morning and told Sherry that I liked her sweater. And she said, Tyler commented on it too. And she said, Tyler said, and I can't remember the line. What did you say? It was...
I called it a fit, and it threw her off a little bit.
Absolutely.
Vera Bradley.
Oh.
Do you know Vera Bradley?
So my shirt looks like a Vera Bradley purse.
Yeah, I'm going to show you patterns.
Oh, yeah, it totally does. I agree with
that.
They do.
They do like the real, like consistent, like repeating patterns.
Right. Yeah. That's hilarious. I mean, it's funny because seriously, when I came in, Sherry said that you were commenting on her shirt. Stylish. That you want to comment on things, but usually for me, it's not a compliment. Usually like, hey, Chris, your shirt is bright, or your phone case is bright, or today your shirt looks like a purse. You could have said, like, I guess curtains, my grandma's curtains or something like that.
Yeah, I could have said something. I like your shirt. And I think what it is I'm wishing more people would compliment my shirt. And so I'm just going out there and throwing out compliments left and right. And
Sherry's was a compliment.
No one's taking the bait.
I'm going to say mine probably was.
I needed a way to introduce you. And I hadn't thought
usually
it through.
Usually you say,
I said
you know her, you love her.
I know.
And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. And then today you just give me this look.
Well, the last episode, it was you're nicer than the Easter Bunny, right?
That was an interesting compliment.
And so I was like, I like that. I like changing it up, doing a new intro for you.
Right.
But I hadn't planned it.
Right.
So
you just went with what you saw.
I looked over. I saw you had a shirt that reminded me of the vacation store with all the bright patterns.
Things, right.
And fabrics.
Shout out to Glamour Farms.
Shout out to Glamour Farms, where you can get all your farming wear needs. What do they sell? They sell clothes, right?
They sell mostly clothes, but they also sell, jewelry, purses, some home stuff. They have a couple good different seasonings that are actually created by the dad of the company, if you will. The patriarch. Did I use that word right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I have some.
Okay.
Of that at home.
You have some patriarchs at home? Shout out, Ryan.
I was thinking, Tyler Yoak, of some fun games we could play that didn't have to do with my shirt.
Okay.
So last night I Googled icebreakers for two. I mean, not that it is an icebreaker that we need to break the ice to dig in here today.
Yeah, we should go deep.
You don't want to do that.
Okay.
I mean, we can.
No, let's go back to your icebreaker
game. And it had to do, one of them that I came across had to do with finding like a certain number of things that you and the other person have in common and that are different about you. So I have no idea how long it will take. So we should just do like two or three similarities and two or three differences.
Okay.
Because if we said 10, we could be here forever.
Yeah. And we don't have time for that.
You want to go first? Since I just totally.
Wait, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to say something about myself?
Say something that's true about you, and then I'll either match it or not match it, and it'll either go on the similarities or the differences.
Hmm. Okay. I've never bought anything from Glamour Farms.
There's our first difference. Keep going. You should. And they are Christian women.
Do they sell men's clothes?
No.
Oh, okay. So I shouldn't.
They might every once in a while, but I don't think on a regular basis.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll buy something for you.
Okay. That'd be great.
I'm supposed to keep going. I'm supposed to keep coming up with things.
Okay. I'll come up with something.
Okay.
I am curious to your answer about this because I was thinking about this a little bit at home. I like vegetables. And I had a guess of which way you would go, but I just thought I would ask.
I really like corn.
Corn?
No, not really. That's just a meme.
Oh.
I don't like vegetables. I like, here, you tell me if these are vegetables. I'll name things that I like, and you tell me.
My goodness.
You tell me
We're
if they're.
Going back to seventh grade health class.
You tell me if they're vegetables.
Okay, let's try.
Potato.
Vegetable.
Okay, I like potatoes.
Okay.
Okay, that was the only one I think I had major questions about. I like green beans.
Vegetable.
That's a vegetable. I like certain forms of carrot, like certain preparation styles of carrots. Like
with butter and brown sugar?
Yeah. Yeah. I like sweet potatoes.
Yes. Do you ever make sweet potato fries at home?
Chris, who are you talking to?
I know. I could give you the recipe. They're so good.
You can just make them for me.
Oh, my goodness. They're really good.
Yeah.
How about like roasted Brussels sprouts?
Nope. Once you...
I did some last night before bed just to have on hand. So after you bake them in the oven,
for like a late night snack,
a tablespoon of balsamic vinegar and then just like drizzle with a little bit of honey. So good.
Wow.
Like restaurant quality. Yeah. So that's a similarity.
My mouth is watering.
So far we both like vegetables.
Well,
and what was the other one? I've already forgotten.
You shop at Glamour Farms and
I
don't.
Okay. Yeah. That's our difference. Let's just come up with one more of each.
Okay. I am a man.
I figured this would get lame. Okay, so two differences.
No, I was born in Illinois.
Oh, I thought maybe you would say the year, in which case you were also going after a difference.
I was born in 1972.
Okay, you weren't born in 72, and I wasn't either, Tyler. Okay. Hey, what town were you born in Illinois?
Effingham.
I figured so. At St. Anthony?
Just in a van.
Down by the river.
Yeah. No, at St. Anthony, yeah. Okay. Were you?
No.
Oh,
so that's another difference. But wow. I think we can call it the same since we were born in Illinois. So yeah, that was your original statement.
Yeah, we're so similar.
I was just adding
we're
a
so,
clarifier.
You and I, wow.
I was born at Sarah Bush, and I think I was born, I mean, I think it was right after like the main hospital had opened.
So you were like a beta test?
I think back in the 70s, there was a hospital in Mattoon that burned down, I think. And I think I was born soon after that at the new hospital where it is currently.
So they were like, we don't really know how this is all going to go, but if you want to have your baby here, we'll just see what happens.
Speaking of Sarah Bush, makes me think my daughter's graduating in 1 month with her nursing degree.
Aww.
How cool is that?
Way to go, Cass.
I know.
Congratulations.
I know. She's going to be an RN and she has a couple job offers. So
around here?
Tennessee.
She's not coming back.
No, she's not coming back.
Oh.
I know. So I'm going to have two more college graduates. Praise the Lord on high because Cameron graduates too.
Nice. Did everyone come home for Easter?
Yes. All in shifts. I kind of hate to say. Like everybody was in and out.
No one was all there at the same time?
I don't think so, to tell you the truth. But such is life. Sometimes that happens. If I did that sound effect, you would be so annoyed.
I'm so tired. The storm last night
woke you
kept me up. All night.
Because of your little guy or because of just you?
No, he slept great. I just...
Really?
Yeah, I just could not stay asleep. Every time the thunder, you know, or the lightning...
What time was it? Because I didn't look at my clock, but I did get awakened by the lightning. Kind of came through
my blinds.
It
started at like 9 o'clock at our house.
Okay.
It was like going at like 9, and it got like crazy from like 12 to 2.
Yeah.
So it was like 2:30, 3 o'clock before I fell asleep, I think.
Yeah.
It was tough. But so I need to drink the coffee on air. I'm sorry.
Either that or go take a nap.
I'm sorry. Exactly.
Hey, we've been all over the map so far.
Yeah. I feel like we're very different, you and I. But what's great about that is in spite of our differences, we can come together.
On the pod.
On the pod and off the pod, I think. I don't know about you, but I think we're
good. We're buddies.
Yeah. There's no beef right now.
Oh, golly. Here we go. You're always wanting beef with someone.
Well, there is a beef, but let's use that as a transition with Jonathan with your shirt. I like your shirt. I like Glamour Farms. Okay. Go to glamourfarms.com. Is that their website?
I think it is.
We should get them to sponsor us. they come to the church.
Oh, they could give me free clothes.
And I could comment on your clothes.
And you could have Marty's free seasoning.
And I could comment on your clothes. I could be like, okay, so today... on Hot Goss, Chris is wearing.
That's hilarious.
From the new spring collection.
That's funny.
All right. So if you work at Glamour Farms or own Glamour Farms and you're listening to this, you can get in touch with us at Darren Hansen at newhopechurch.cc for any sponsorship opportunities.
Sponsorship. What would we do with the money?
Gosh, I don't know. We'd probably just like...
We could do some giveaways.
Get more coffee.
That would be fun. Giveaways?
Yeah.
Or were you wanting to keep the money?
I was wanting to kind of make money on this endeavor.
Under the table.
Well, no, I want to be very forward about it. I'm saying it on the pod. Oh, okay. I want to keep the money for myself and my family.
That's hilarious.
Okay, Chris. Yeah, we've been all over the place.
Yep.
You and I are good. Let's cut to the chase. Jonathan still hasn't listened to this podcast and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
Okay. Let's cut to the chase of what is coming up at New Hope.
There's a lot. Let's start with the littlest ones and work our way up.
Okay.
So we've got baby dedication at all three campuses.
Such a sweet event.
Such a sweet event.
It's coming up at the end of the month.
Do you think you'll wear that shirt?
I just may.
You may? You should.
I totally should.
If you are listening and you're planning to attend baby dedication, make sure to comment on Chris's shirt. It's from Glamour Farms, which you can get for yourself at glamourfarms.com. I should make sure that that's the...
That that's it.
Yeah. Let's...
Let me talk about baby dedication since you set me up.
It is glamourfarms.com with a U. Did you know there's a U in glamour?
Yes, Tyler. I go to it all the time.
Of course. Glamourfarms.com.
Okay, here we go. Baby dedication on the 20th and 27th of this month. The 20th here at Effingham, the 27th at Shelbyville and Newton.
From 10 to 11:30 a.m.
Thank you, Tyler Yoke. Baby dedication, I'm not even reading this anywhere, but this is just off the top of my head.
Yeah, go for it.
Because it is, we're being silly right now, but it is like a super duper sweet. Aren't we being silly?
We're so silly.
We're so silly. Baby dedication is one of the sweetest events. We love it so much in New Hope Kids, and it's an opportunity for parents to come. They sit through almost a 1 hour, kind of like a class type environment where we talk about together with the families, what it means to raise your child in a godly home. And then extended family, friends, church family, whoever you want to invite, join the group, and the pastors pray over each little one individually, and then the family does as well. So super duper sweet. You can sign up at, I'm cueing
New
you.
NewHopeNow.cc.
Perfect. What else? You said you're starting with the littles and moving your way up.
Yeah, that was the only, well, there's a youth event. Youth night is this Sunday night.
April 7th.
April 7th, 5 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
At 180.
Tyler Yoke will be there.
I'll be there. 6th through 12th grade, all campuses coming together for a night for youth. Led by youth.
Ooh. See, I was just going to say, give us a little bit of a preview.
Yeah. Well, here's the big thing.
Okay.
There's something that's going to be announced at Youth Night.
Yes.
That's going to take place all summer long.
Yeah. We've already heard a little bit.
We've heard a little bit. Yeah. Yep.
Because I've gotten in some emails about it.
Okay, so you know about it. You've heard about it. Summer socials.
I absolutely love it, to be honest.
Yeah, there's 25, 26.
That's so fun.
Different opportunities to engage as a youth all summer long.
Truly incredible.
Yeah, it's
last
huge.
Week, somebody on the youth team said, do you want a sneak peek of this? And I looked at the list and I'm like, that is
It's awesome. A great list. Yeah.
And they said that they just kind of opened it up to all the youth volunteers and said, what would you kind of like to host? Whether it's, well, I'm not going to give anything away.
Yeah, don't give anything away.
But could we just know, did you plan one of them?
I have one of them and it's going to be crazy.
Okay. Just tell us that one, Tyler. It's Hot Goss for a reason. If you're going to insist upon this silly name of Hot Goss instead of Tidbits with Tyler and Chris.
Are you still on that?
Then you need to at least give a preview.
All right. We're going to watch the movie Shrek.
Oh, that's seriously so fun. At the church with the big
at
screen?
At 180 on a big screen, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we're going to relate it to the gospel. I haven't watched it in years, so I'm not sure if there's any correlations, but we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to sign up my youth.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
It's going to be awesome. So youth night, 5 to 8 p.m., 180, all 6th through 12th grade from all campuses. Be sure to be there to hear more about summer socials and see an entire list of what those are going to be.
And might I just add, some of them are super fun. Like just let's watch a movie. Let's do some activity together.
Right.
Some are spiritual formation.
Yeah.
Right.
Some are once a week. So there's like 25, 26 events. And then some of those are every week for
that's
four,
very
five,
cool.
6 weeks.
Yeah. I absolutely love that. Can't wait to hear how it goes. Stop drinking your coffee already. Can't wait to hear how it goes.
And do you want to know my order?
And I can't wait to sign my kid up. We are really all over the map. You say your order.
Iced brown sugar, oat milkshake and espresso.
Okay.
With five shots of espresso.
That seems like a lot.
It is a lot. Okay. Yeah, it's more than the recommended daily intake of caffeine.
Oh my goodness. Okay, set the coffee down. What else after youth? What else are we announcing today, Tyler?
The New Hope Women's Roundtable discussions at our FNM campus have extended the deadline to sign up. So okay. You can register for 2 roundtable discussions that are coming up on April 8th and April 15th. Those are Monday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. at 180. So you can go to newhopenow.cc to get signed up for those.
Nice.
Open to all women, cool. Not men.
I love it.
Yep.
Okay.
Speaking of women, you can go to glamourfarms.com. I really think they should sponsor. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. We'll figure it out. I actually know somebody that works there.
Yes.
That does podcasting and stuff. So I'll reach out to her and see if she wants to do a collab podcast or something.
Okay.
You're not into it. I can tell. You're not interested.
I'm just cracking up. I am into it. I'm the one who mentioned them.
It's true. You are. Okay. And we have global missions trips kicking off soon.
Okay.
So there's 2 that will be available to sign up for this weekend. Mission Indy, which is taking place July 7th through the 13th. And then Honduras, taking place July 23rd through the 30th.
Nice.
So you'll be able to go to newhopenow.cc starting this Sunday to get registered for both of those.
Is it fair game for me to ask who's leading those, or do you know?
I don't know.
Okay. It's not fair. It's fair game to ask.
New Hope Church is leading those. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I think Bob and Jill Jones are heading up the Honduras one.
Cool.
And I'm not sure.
On the mission.
I know there's a handful of youth leaders that have committed to go because it is kind of geared towards youth. And so we're really encouraging 6th through 12th grade for so many reasons. I have a baby. Can I keep calling him a baby?
He's 2
when do you
now.
stop calling him a baby when he's 2?
Yeah.
He's so cute.
He was
so good at hunting Easter eggs.
Aww.
Yeah, he's great
awesome.
At it.
Yep. I love it.
So yeah, you can go to New Hope Now. And then we've got a Germany trip coming up, but I don't have the dates in front of me. But okay. It's later in the year, like September-ish.
And I think you just said it, but where can people go to learn more and to sign up?
NewHopeNow.cc.
Perfect. Got it.
I think that's it.
That's what's coming up.
That's what's coming up.
It's all pretty exciting stuff.
I guess we'll be dropping this episode today, so I can go ahead and make one last plug for baptisms. They're coming up this Sunday at all 3 locations. So if you put your faith in Jesus, but you've never taken that step to publicly declare your faith and be baptized, we would love for you to do that at New Hope.
I love that.
So you can go to newhopenow.cc, tap the baptism tab, and get signed up.
Can I do a New Hope Kids shout out?
Please.
We have an online salvation. Oh my goodness. Here goes the coffee again. We have an online salvation and baptism class, and I email that out to parents periodically. But if you are a parent and your child has asked questions about baptism or what it means to put your faith in Jesus, and you don't have that link to the class readily available, let me know. But I think they can access it at newhopenow.cc. Well, we better not say that.
Well,
we'd have to dig around a little bit and find out the
link
online.
Is there a link on... Yeah, I know you can on newhopechurch.cc/kids.
Okay.
But we don't currently have that linked on New Hope Now.
Tyler Yoke, explain the difference between newhopenow.cc and newhopechurch.cc, would you? This is our...
Does that make it clear?
Put the coffee down.
Okay,
one last
yes.
thing.
New Hope Now is for all things happening now at New Hope.
That makes sense.
Newhopechurch.cc is geared more towards somebody who might not be actively involved in New Hope Church. It's for the person that's maybe looking for a church home, is moved to the area, wants to know more about who we are, what we believe. Mm-hmm. It's less about the ongoing day-to-day, here's what's coming up type stuff. It's more of the standard, always constant, just information
basic
about
ministries.
Who we are, what our ministries are like, service times, campuses, right. The stuff that you already know all about pretty much if you've committed to make New Hope your church home. Now you're kind of transitioning at that point to New Hope Now where you're able to just kind of keep up with the day-to-day.
Right, sign up for things that are currently
watch
that are
the latest
now.
Message, check out this podcast, right. The other podcasts.
Okay, very good. That's a great explanation.
I'm going to send the link to Jonathan. Maybe he'll check out New Hope. Maybe he'll check out New Hope Underground. Hot goss.
He's a turkey.
He is a turkey, Chris.
He's
a
rascal.
I've been saying that. You got anything else?
Nope, that's it. Tyler
Yoke.
Have a great week, folks.
Hey.
I think that's how, maybe that should be a new ending.
That was good.
Have a great week, folks.
Have a great week, folks. We want to thank Glamour Farms for their sponsorship of this podcast. As always, you can go to glamourfarms.com. Use the code Tyler and Chris.
You better not say that.
Have such a great week, folks.